Exclusive. Chairwoman McClain, House GOP caps 2025 with one big beautiful bill success, ICE 26 economic agenda. By Jasmine Jordan on December 15, 2025. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Lisa McClain is highlighting the GOP's year-end legislative accomplishments, including the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill and a broader affordability agenda. As she outlines the conference's strategy to continue driving economic recovery and tax relief into 2026. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, Chairwoman Lisa McClain, Army, emphasized a series of Republican-led legislative wins in 2025 that she says are reshaping the economic landscape for working families, small businesses, and manufacturers across the country. Central to those achievements is the One Big Beautiful Bill, a sweeping tax and jobs package promoted in Republican messaging as the largest tax cut in U.S. history. The bill, signed into law by President Donald Trump on July 4, includes provisions to eliminate taxes on overtime, tips, and Social Security, while expanding deductions for small businesses and domestic manufacturing. McClain said the bill's passage marked a pivotal economic moment for working Americans. "We need to make sure that the American people know that Republicans avoided the largest tax increase in history for all Americans. Right, especially lower-income Americans," she stated, calling the bill truly transformational. McClain has spent the second half of 2025 traveling the country on the One Big Beautiful Tour, a national campaign to spotlight the bill's economic impacts. Stops included factory floors and fast food counters in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, where McClain met with workers and business owners benefiting from the changes. "People are extremely excited about the no tax on overtime," she observed. "Before the bill, nobody wanted to work overtime. Now people are wanting to work overtime because they know it's tax-free. That's tens of thousands of dollars difference in these people's pockets." The chairwoman also highlighted General Motors' $4 billion investment to expand operations at the Orion Assembly Plant in her district, a move she attributes to manufacturing incentives in the One Big Beautiful Bill. "That facility will employ, I think, upwards of 2,000 just in my district, which is huge," she noted. The plant is slated to begin production of gas-powered SUVs and pickup trucks by 2027. On the broader economic front, McClain underscored that the Republicans' affordability agenda is beginning to deliver measurable results, even as the effects of the previous administration linger. "We understand that Biden left us in a massive hole, and it is going to take us a hot second to get out of that mess, but we're climbing out of that mess," she affirmed. Inflation, which she noted averaged 5% and peaked at 9% under former President Joe Biden, is now below 3%, according to recent metrics. "We're really trying to focus on twofold," McClain explained. "One, bringing prices down and getting us out of this horrible mess that Biden locked us in. And two, putting more money in people's pockets." According to McClain, key indicators show progress. Gas prices are at a four-year low, and mortgage rates have dropped by 12%. As the House GOP looks ahead to 2026, McClain told Breitbart News the conference is really focused on bringing jobs back to America, lowering costs, putting more money in people's pockets. Less government, really putting the power back in the people's hands, not the government.